Oh, we started over?
Yes, we did.
Fantastic. I need chazan.
Okay, so you're going to have to do some shahiyah in order to do chazan. We finished that, but what about the paragraph?
Anybody want to turn shower?
Yeah, send them over, young.
Well, right, that's what we're up to?
It appears to be working.
Okay. You saw the okay, whatever, not a minute. Isha she'agisha v'ro'ah tadam. A woman that has a hargasha, and then she sees God. Kimeya, she's come a bain she'ro'ah tadam b'shefa, or bain she'ro'ah tadam mu'at v'vad. Whether she sees dam, a lot of dam, or whether she sees a small amount of dam. Somebody can sit here, you know. I'm not beating anybody. You know, I'm not going to do it now. Okay, so if a woman has a hargasha and she sees dam, then she's tamei whether she saw dam a lot or whether she sees the tiniest bit, right? Pasha, she has a hargasha. Afilu loy matarak tipas dam kechardol. Even if she doesn't find only a drop of dam like a mustard seed, a pachas mikach, or even less than that. Tameya, she's Tameya. Right? So meaning if a woman has Hagosha, there's no minimum amount of dam. The tiniest bit she's going to be coming.
And if she doesn't find anything?
If she doesn't, we'll get to that later. What happens if she has Hagosha and she doesn't find anything? Omnam, zeo dafka kish al kopanim.
Anything if she doesn't find dam. No, if she finds something else.
Okay, well, we'll get to that. Omnam, zeo dafka kish al kopanim hadam nira la'ayin. That's only if the dam can be seen by the eye, by the naked eye. Ach, im efshir l'rotei raka yidei microscope, if anyone was wondering what that word is, right? If you could only see it through a microscope, and then he says in the brackets, v'dover zeh shchiyach v'vedikas roifer, that is common by a roifer checking her, ein natimeya, meaning a roifer is checking her with a tool or whatever it is, a magnifier, that the magnifier will see dam. So then she's not Tameya. Right? That's a very interesting din. So that means you can theoretically know. Are you guys texting each other or what? Because if you want, you can just ask the questions out loud. We can all listen.
It's a new version of texting working class.
That's right. Yeah?
Would you like to what's text the deal? Me as well, Tony Boy?
I think it's on topic. Let's say I'm wearing a red shirt, so there's all kinds of little threads. Let's say my wife would give me a big class. She'd say, well, what's going on? And she said, what is this? She gives it to me, right? If I could tell, if I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's a thread. Am I allowed to just take my finger, move the whatever it is away? Because if it was dom, then Pasha's the bedikah cloth would have a stain on it.
Right.
If it was a thread, it would come off. So whatever I scratch away, now it's okay.
You shouldn't be playing with bedikah cloth until you know what you're doing.
He knows what he
is. He thinks he knows what he is. You shouldn't touch anything on a bedikah cloth. There's different messiahs as to what some rabbanim will. Can you get some of the food over there? Oh.
There you
go.
What is that? Cherry salad.
I
like cherry salad. Get them on. I think everybody here has to have like a cherry salad.
Move over if you want the food over here.
No, we're going to eat on the
yes. Well, once these kids get out of here, we can get back to our normal place to have shit.
These kids get out of here. They've been here most of the year already.
They're not getting out.
I hope they get out of here. Somebody ought to help this guy get a CFO for his building.
It's not going
to happen. He's coming in construction.
And then I think he's lost CFO on his dorm. Okay, let's keep focused here, everybody. Focus.
You don't need a CEO. You need a TCO. But anyway, it's on.
So it comes out of this thing is applicable to all over in halacha. If it's not seen by the eye, the naked eye, that shadows. What about glasses? Then, if you can't see it, then it doesn't exist. Huh?
So do you
know you bug, and this is the big problem with the Moshe. He brings the Egos Moshe on
you.
In the footnote.
You have a whole set of optics.
So I don't know if anybody ever had experience with bringing Shilas to a Rav, and the Rav whips out a magnifying lens.
You have a big huge mind.
Did someone get that for you?
We did everything. That's what we're chazim.
Because you can be matter on the
right. Right. So the reason why it's looking at a or Esther okay. Too. It applies to Esther. It applies to bugs and salad.
I messed up.
It applies to a lot of things. Because the pshat is when a rabbi is looking under what's it called? Magnifying lens, he sees something that looks bad. And he's looking for clarification that it's okay. Now there's shitas that hold that you can't do that either. Because in other words, if you have to go buster what the eye sees, so to the eye it looks no good, and then you look under the magnifying lens and it looks good, it shouldn't work either. Right?
I hear that.
It's not a one-way street, it's a two-way street.
That seems fair.
Right? So there are those that do say that.
So why? You can't see it.
Meaning, we're saying like this. If you know on a Badika cloth, there's a tiny, tiny drop, but the only way it could be seen is through a magnifying lens. Is she tmeya from that or not? So we're saying no, because it has to be seen by the eye. It's got to be a natural thing.
So why not just say anytime after you have a microscope with the mother?
And a chanami said, anytime, the only way you saw the stain was through a magnifying lens, but she's not an idiot. Finish. So now why are we using magnifying lens? Because sometimes you see something that looks bad and you want to see and see that it's...
That's, you're right, so it doesn't really seem fair.
See that it's not bad.
It
but that
nice.
Shouldn't work either.
Now you think that it's okay. What you're saying is really you think it's okay, but you want to have verification that you're right.
It's fine. No. He's saying that you're trying to find the word matter. And you see it.
Right.
Like
right.
I'm saying so. Maybe
it's a matter. It's mutter. Let me look and see if I can.
Mutter. Even if you look and it's mutter, who cares? If it goes totally
you know, right, whatever,
it's
right,
or whatever,
it's right,
or whatever, it's right.
If it looks bad, it's
one or one. Why? Why?
That's the nature of it. It looks bad, so it's bad.
One way or the other.
I agree. That's my argument.
I agree.
Something that's bad.
True.
That's why. That's the difference.
But you're not machuyev to look under the microscope. It looks bad to you, so it's bad.
But to be not there, you're allowed to.
And that's what I said. You could kind of that. You could kind of like what you're saying. Think, really, if you look into the magnifying glass, then it's nothing.
No, I disagree with you. Your thing is that you're not mechuyev to look under the magnifying glass to make it to opera, right? But he's saying that even if you look under a magnifying glass, you saw a little blood there, it's still, you're not usher. Because, not that, not that.
Right. Even if you did look under the magnifying glass. You have to see
with naked eye. So not that you're not mechuyev to, it's that.
And all, let's say theoretically, why doesn't every rub, forget about this whole checking and see if it's dumb, just get a little, science set.
DNA,
take some
DNA.
Chemicals, put it on there. This it's possible, right?
No, that would ruin our tissue idea. Keep going.
Just test it, right?
We're coming out with a new line of
if it comes out, it's blood, it's blood. It's not, finished.
Doesn't that depend on the color?
That and
well, no, we're, and anything that's dumb is out.
Pico T-Bag.
That's how forensic scientists, right. The French can do it.
Yeah, so, right. So why don't we just do that? The answer is, the truth is this is a big mussar involved with this. That Torah, halacha, doesn't necessarily have to agree with science.
I agree with myself.
Right?
You know, you're back to the Torah?
No, it has to be reality to what we see. But if you have a kasha from science, that science proves that under a magnifying lens, something is a problem. In other words, I know I heard this from the shiurim that you gave from the Dovah Kohen.
He
has a great no, I don't have Paschal Shalom. He has one of the shiurim there. He goes through the differences between science and halacha, and he says that we know that when you rub your hands together or when you put your hands on anything, you're killing cells, right?
Yeah.
We're all in agreement with
yeah.
that? I'm not the great scientist here, but that's what they say.
I disagree with that.
So how can you rub your hands on Shabbos? Now you do anything on Shabbos?
I don't.
Especially when it comes to cleaning up and all that.
The rabbi told me.
No, but really, why not? So the answer is because you can't see it. You can't see it. There's nothing wrong.
Well, this is the whole. Huh? This is the whole thing. We might just chew on yogurt and the whole thing with the Starkey Evans.
What?
I said some kind of chew. I think we might just chew on yogurt. They put the probiotics in the yogurt. You know, the
for the Moshe originally when the whole bug people came out,
that's
see, now it's already accepted.
He said microscopic bugs.
I'm a Belkin. Ramosha was very against it.
I'm a Belkin. We eat
you
bugs.
You can't see the bugs without a magnifying lens. You can't see without a magnifying lens. Not a problem.
Heck yeah, baby.
That's just I heard from.
I'm a Belkin.
That's still true.
Okay. Man, these guys are looking for bugs.
Is that not true? On lettuce, he's finding
anything. If you can't see,
heck yeah, baby. I love strawberries.
I heard my brother
so
Kalish.
Yeah, sure.
What?
So what's the issue?
Man, what do you mean, what's the issue with the bugs in your salad?
Lakewood! They only had chicken Starbucks.
You
showed me, you said by X-ray, your father went like this, and from this distance, if you could see it, then that was it.
Right.
The stuff they find on the fruit, or can't see from...
I don't know where bugs.
You do it by the way you shape.
Right. Bugs, you gotta look, closer. But even so, you won't see them.
Okay, so
because the fruit will run out. That's really what it is.
No.
All fruit kind of eventually takes hold.
One second. If you're talking about the water, then it's a separate
issue. We just have to figure out how to
water, the bugs are visible. The bugs are clearly
visible. By the time they get to you, they might not be visible, but they were when they were alive.
They're very good when you eat them.
Okay, anyways, so...
No, this is the whole thing. He has to chew on yogurt. There's active cultures on yogurt. You can't see them unless it's under a microscope.
So that, this is a klal, and we use it. We pass the like this all over. On all over in Halacha, we pass the like this. All right? Okay?
That microscope could be used to mark it.
No, the Ikur Bim was saying is that if you can only see the drop of blood through a microscope or through non-natural means, then it's then it's
like
it doesn't exist.
You have to pour the eisen in to look for it. Only he can see it.
And that's the same reason why you're not mechuyev to go to a lab every time you must slip it on a mark. Right? Because it doesn't go with science.
So do you use DNA evidence to...
it's not going
to
help you anyway. If you go to the lab, it wouldn't matter. That's not mechuyev.
If you see a blood stain, and you use DNA evidence to prove that's not hers. That's what I just said.
Well, that's good, because then you're only being mocked for the topic. It wouldn't be a problem.
Right.
The only reason you're being mocked for is being mocked for the topic. So if you can revive the topic, you're right.
Would it work?
Why not?
Rabbi Yaakov Grossman from Shara Torah came over to me once. What's he was holding the New York Times.
He said, I think he might have grounds for divorce if he was seen.
Therefore,
you agree that
science proves pregnant. Why is that?
I mean, whether the DNA is considered accurate.
No, regardless.
Yeah,
you said
neither.
By pregnancy test doesn't count.
No, because for neither you need reasonable doubt.
The blood test
is
the reason why
you're
pregnant.
That's
the
DNA.
The halacha is not
pregnant.
How
do you use magnetic DNA to find a way to figure out the same thing as DNA?
What? Because the pregnancy test halacha.
No, that's
on that table. All right.
I mean, the whole reason
look, if I need
you
don't need a bothering,
you
don't need
a bothering. No,
not
by pregnancy, by any hour. You don't take away, you have to wait 3 months. She's pregnant. You don't care.
Well, that's
a machlokes. You said that you don't
talk
about the pregnancy.
We go because we're going with
food. No, it is.
Oh, but there is a tabla.
Sure. You're not cheating because of the magnifying glass. You're being Mavar Suffolk now. It's not because of the magnifying glass. It was always the Suffolk. The only way to ask is the Suffolk. There's nothing about us anyway.
What do you think? What just happened? DNA Shara Torah?
No, it will work.
In the bucket head wall.
Rabbi, you know you have been calling for Shara Torah?
No.
Anyway, he came over to me on the New York Times. He's a show mission in Shara Torah in Queens.
Okay.
The New York Times. He says, it's about time. That's what we're talking about. He said that science, until a couple of years ago, always timed that Zara can only impregnate for 2 days.
Right.
And we always know 3 days. So it's about time scientists were asking him. Right. He said he always knew it's true, just waiting for how long it would take the world to be asking.
There's a lot of writers like that. Yeah. The same din as applies like for the Isra Shratan bugs. We don't ask for anything that cannot be seen by the eye. The Torah only asks what's also to the eye.
Where do you know that from?
The real MacArthur he brings on the bottom. It's the Pharisee song and the Zoro. In the Mishnah. I forgot what he brings as the... What is it? Negeah there? I don't remember what it's Negeah. That's what he knows it from. No, L'chayr a trained eye. You have to go to a trained eye.
That's what Mr. Ruiz says on Pesach. I'm checking, yeah. Moksha.
Yeah. Okay, now Badika's eight.
Because they didn't have laser in those things.
Nobody could see. In both fields, so now so far we were dealing with just what's requirements of Aisha sees dumb naturally, right? Now, what happens if she sees dumb not naturally? How does Aisha see dumb not naturally? So the first and the most common way is with a bedikah's aid, with a bedikah cloth, right? In Batka's Atma, if she does a bedikah, umata ala a tipas dam, and she finds a drop of blood on the bedikah cloth, tmei midah raisa. So she's not tmei midah rabbanon, she's tmei midah raisa, afilu im lo hergisha, even if she had no hargasha, she's tmei midah raisa. Okay?
But why would she be using a
well, anything she wants to do for some weird reason, she decided she wanted to.
Shiloh. But we don't know whether it's considered a bedikah cloth. No, but we don't know whether she has to go inside.
We learned this.
Uh-huh.
Right.
This is what's going on.
The last hypothesis
just goes out
of
the way. You want to get over
I hear that.
He didn't say anything. Anyway, yeah, that's the tissues is a, the tissues is an issue. Yeah, we'll get back to the tissues. Tissues is the most common thing, but
this is
a bedikah cloth. A woman sticks in a bedikah cloth. She has no hagasha. Right?
Why is she doing it?
Why is she doing a bedikah? Let's say the seventh clean day. She has two bedikahs, right? Anytime a woman sticks a bedikah cloth inside her,
right?
Even if she has no hagasha, she's tamei medaras. Why? Gatam, what's the reason? Meshum shechayshishim shebe'emes hayolah hagasha. We're concerned that really she had a hagasha. Right? We're concerned that she had a sensation. Ela shemachvas hagasha se'eid le'yavchinava. But because of the hagasha of the aid, she didn't discern it. Meaning she wasn't able to pick it out. Meaning she may have had one of these hagashas that we learned about. Right? One of the three. And the reason why she didn't feel it is because she was feeling the bedikah cloth inside of her.
Shouldn't that make it a suffix da'araita?
Yeah.
Not an actual da'araita.
Yeah, so we treat it like a da'araita. Yeah,
that's
a suffix da'araita. Yeah, and suffix da'araita being a
then.
Well, if she's a neither, she's going to be a neither da'araita.
Right, I understand,
huh?
But there are kulas with a suffix.
But we treat it with as a something that I said. Yeah, but dafka.
I mean, there's no kula you can find. Right. One second, let's see. If it's borderline, whether or not it's dam, it's borderline on the size. Let's say. Whatever it is.
Well, there's no size on the particular cluster because of the something that I said. There aren't any of these coolers. These coolers do not apply. Right. Now, the dafka in what is the bedikah ba'aymer. This is dafka if she does a bedikah deep inside. Aval amasas a kinuach tovad, which is what you were mentioning.
Right.
If she just does a kinuach, she just wipes herself. Kinuach means a wiping. Right. She doesn't stick the cloth inside of her. She just wipes on the outside, which is not a proper bedikah, and it doesn't even work as a bedikah, which is a different issue that women don't know how to do bedikahs. Not all women. So there are women that are not doing proper bedikahs.
Does that happen? It's like the one thing they have to
learn. What percentage of women do it wrong?
I have no idea. I can't tell you. I don't know.
You know that.
There are. It's because you find out. I don't know how you find out. Oh, you don't just lie. There you go. Whatever.
But didn't we discuss that as far as how far you go?
All the way up, maybe.
As far as the wiping versus actually...
Right. So he's saying, but if she just wipes herself... Right now, he's talking about just wiping, right? And the kinuach was not immediately after her going to the bathroom. Like we'll see in a minute. We are not chayshish in this situation for our hagasha. And she's coming only midin kesem. We're going to get back to this in Simon Kutsari, which we really should skip to now, but we're going straight in the order, so the Olam is going to have to remember this.
Bye-bye.
Hey?
So she has a suffix of whether or not she went inside. What was that?
What?
Sorry, the suffix of whether or not she went inside.
What's the suffix?
Sex faker, no?
How do you have such a suffix?
She's not sure how deep she went.
She went all the way she could.
She doesn't know if she went inside or not.
Inside
she's drunk?
That's
the possibility. How does a woman have such a shiloh?
Sex faker.
She's not sure how deep she went in. I don't know.
See, the
goal here is
she wasn't paying attention. She was talking on the phone. She was doing the
bar. I never thought I'd
I give it to someone on this side.
All right.
No, I don't.
What are you talking
about?
Sure. You can't hear that a woman says she's not sure whether how far in she went.
What's that? She doesn't know she went in or she just wiped?
She wasn't paying attention.
Okay, we're going to look at the
footnote.
I don't remember.
Let's see the footnote.
It was yesterday. I don't remember.
Okay, let's see the footnote.
I don't remember. Maybe I didn't.
Okay, no, before we do the footnote, let's get it clear what he's saying. If she goes inside with the Badika cloth, then it's a Suffolk Day Raisa, so you got to be marked when there's no cooler. Right? If she just wiped on the outside, be it with a tissue or with a Badika cloth, as long as it wasn't immediately after going to the bathroom, that's a whole different problem. Right? Then it's not going to be an issue. Yeah? Now look at footnote Yud Zayin. Crazy Uplaisi, Sidre Taro, Chavazdas, Vayin Vayin, Mechidushim, Vagoyes, Sam Seifer, Ahuzas, Nidah, Shekotah. Do you have it in there? Do you have the new versions have it in the same spot? It's also Yud Zayin. Anybody have a new version? It might be a...
No,
you see that? So it's just testing the new version.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Yeah. You going with the old one? Is anyone okay. From you?
Right? What? Well, I have an old one. With yeah. Shekosov. Let's skip all the amount of the comments. And Shekosov, she in Botka B'Aid. If she does a B'Dika with an aid. An aid, by the way, is a B'Dika cloth, right? Because it's saying aid is...
Okay.
Oh. So you think that she has an aide doing the bedikah for her? That you do have. You have to have that somewhere. If you have a shaita who's married, then they're not nemam on the bedikah.
So someone has to look at
somebody has to do the bedikah too.
Why?
Because we don't believe that she knows how to do the bedikah.
What's okay. Wrong with people that are in the
house?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how mostly it is, but yeah.
Well, they have to keep tarif from shvachim, so they don't have to keep kosher after this.
That's a different issue. Whether they're parted from the whole deal, maybe. Well, let's say the husband's not.
What's the deal?
Generally, it's okay. But
I did not really topic.
Okay, no.
What's the deal? You have these cases. A woman, I was read to a girl.
Did
like
I not
when I was
that
dating, I read to a girl. Her father's not Jewish. Her mother's religious. Her mother's the head of the sisterhood. You know. What, does the mother have to live in the mikvah? She's not going to be married to the guy anyway. I was read to a girl when I was dating. The father is not Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
The parents still live together happily. Mm-hmm. The father is very respectful of the rules.
Does the mother have to?
I don't know. I want to know. Is the concept of tarif on shvacha? Was there any reason that the wife should go to the mikvah and keep tarif on shvacha for what? It's more for the man, no? And he's a guy, so what's the nachmina?
It's not more for the man.
Well, she's not over. She's not over Rav.
Why
right, sorry. Was so there's different answers. If a boy would be shy,
then
it's
certain.
Maybe
it
has to
do
with
Tomei
if they're both happy.
He's asking
me
not her.
Ask the guy who cares.
Well, the bee of a guy is like the bee of a horse. It's not. It's nothing.
Right. So.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Isn't
ask her for the guy to touch her?
Yeah, good. Obviously, she doesn't care. She's married to the guy.
I'm saying regardless of his tires on the stuff, man.
Master,
yeah,
but
of course.
I understand that part.
He's bringing these crazy cases.
I was married to the girl. I'm serious.
That's very nice.
That's what I said. You should ask the shots in this question.
Okay, Vaita. Can we get back to this here? Jews being married to Jews. Shekosov.
The normal thing, you think.
She'im botka be'aid. Right, they write it. If she doesn't think it with an aid. V'loich nisa ba'aymek. And she doesn't put it in deep. Rak lifnim mipi ha'rechem kalshu. She just puts it in a little bit from the mouth of the rechem. A little bit. Rechem meaning the womb. I don't know, that's a strange one. It's not the womb. She's not getting up to the womb with a bedika.
Right? Yeah, we understand, yeah.
Yeah. V'loich hergisha klum. If she has no hargasha. Ain't can't suffic the right to claw, then there's no suffic the right. I mean, because she didn't go in with any sort of depth. Which I hope that answers your question, but if she goes a little, even a little bit more than that,
anything
then
more than
even though she had no argosha, have a fake of the right, that's a suffic the right. Okay, so really, we're going to be pretty macher. Anything more than a wife, we're going to be macher. Right? Now, the ayin b'shut chasam soifer, fine, the dog. The ayin b'shut igros moshe, this is a very interesting igros moshe, which we did a couple of weeks ago, but we'll do it again. Shadan, the isha shenogva es atma ba'aluntis tzavua. a woman who dries herself off, shenagva asasa, she dries herself off the aluntis with a towel, savua, that's dyed, colored towel, right? Who must have kissed me dam, and then she finds the blood stain on the towel.
Did you go to the bathroom or some after shower?
Anytime.
Okay.
So katzav sham v'zeh l'shani, and he writes over there, the Igros Moshe, nikol v'achem hacha shenagva atma, where she's drying herself, v'chulu, yesh lachosh, we have to be concerned, shema her gisha, maybe she had a hagasha, the chashva she hagasha sakinua.
She was wiping inside.
She no. And she was chayshe, and she thought that it was the kinua, the wiping of the towel. The afsha mistava, even though it's probable, the bahanigov levad loytit the hagasha, so that was just drying herself off. She's not going to make a mistake, right? Loytit the hagasha, she's not going to make a mistake. She thinking that she had a hagasha. All she's doing is drying herself off. L'chor after the shower, right? Perhaps she dried herself in the lower face. That's a lashon naki for the eyes of Mokra. The chayzik with strength. Uba oimek kitzat, and with a little bit of depth. Shu kein bedikas aid, and it's like a bedikas aid. So you see how machmir and Moshe is. I don't understand the pshat in the dili. That a woman is going to wipe herself with a towel, and perhaps it went inside a little bit. I understand that women, when you're drying yourself off, you're usually drying yourself off a shtickle.
Rigorous.
Right, more rigorous than you would, I don't know when you were
bigger.
Right? It's more rigorous, right? It's vigorous. Vigorous, yeah. Vigorous.
Yeah,
now you're... No, you're right. Vigorous, not... Okay, you're only a few letters off.
It wasn't me. I'm going to mess it up.
I know.
Oh, okay, then you're right. I'm not right.
Everybody's right. You were close enough. For a construction guy, you were five letters.
I said that all the time. One brother was like, oh, my father's like, look, you can be a doctor, look at him.
Anyways, so it's like wiping with a tissue is not usually so rough. Like with a towel it is. So you can hear that she might have a hagasha and the wiping with the towel masked it. But that the towel went inside a little bit, that already have a harder time understanding. Right? Because if you're chashish that a towel went inside a little bit, then kol shekein, you would think that when she's wiping herself with a tissue, that it went inside a little bit, which Rav Moshe clearly says in other places that that's not a problem.
Yeah, okay? meaning that what? Was the towel going to be an issue? Was the tissue not going to be an issue?
So I don't understand the pshat in that, if anybody comes up with a pshat. Yeah, but you think it's thicker, so it has less of a chance of going.
No, you're not going to get the difference. The tissue is not going to make a big impact.
So that part makes sense. But
no, a towel you would think would go in more.
You think a towel would go in more than a tissue?
No, but
you think those little bristles, whatever they are,
no, one's very located. Little, when you get a tissue, you're very located.
Little,
very located to what you're doing. The towel, the
right, that's why
We'll hold off on that. Yeah, hopefully it won't. She shouldn't look at her towel.
You've
that's
never gotten a child without a towel? You've never gotten a towel?
Red towels.
I haven't even had.
So what do you tell them?
No, red. You're not going to see Dom if it's on red.
Well, the best thing is just never to look. That's the best.
You don't look at your towel. It's hanging up on the thing.
No. You want to take the towel, throw it in the laundry. Every
time. You come with it.
No, I can't. I can't look at her towel.
You should make like those Asher Yetzer signs. Except with big warnings.
Yeah. You look at any towel that has Dom. If I see her towel has Dom on it, do I have to say maybe came from when she was wiping over there, dragging herself off from over there?
No, so then you have to have a different issue whether... You have Tliya.
Where did the Dom come from?
What do you mean? You left it on the floor? Tliya means you can, with some sort of, what did you say before it was called?
Jew. Just call it Jew.
To reasonable doubt.
Okay.
basically. You put it in doubt whether that came from the
woman. I think if the woman drives herself off and hangs up the towel, when she hangs up the towel, she sees a blood spot, so there's not to worry about.
Maybe. It depends where the towel came from, you know?
Okay,
she comes out the last thing you throw it on the floor. You throw it on the floor already, then you could start being...
Maybe you hung it up. You don't know exactly where.
Oh,
boy.
That's true. So then you get right. So then you
I'm
go,
not
letting
my wife not the towel anymore. If a woman, say, if a woman drives herself off and hangs up the towel and calls and says, I saw a blood spot on the towel, you really going to be mocked around that?
Drip dry. That's it.
No more towel.
I can tell my wife, the rabbi said she can't use the towel anymore.
A little shred of me, man.
That's
a shredder shot. Anyways, I'll tell you one thing. Once we're on the. Once we're on the subject.
Blow dryer, no towels.
Once we're on the subject of. Vigorous.
Yeah.
There's a big mistake that women make, and it's kedai to tell your wives if they don't know this already, which they probably don't, because I don't know why they don't teach this to women. But Rabbi Akiva Eger says that when a woman is doing a bedika, it's not pshat that she's cleaning herself. Right? In other words, if I ask you to dry that, if you have a cup that's wet, and I ask you to dry the cup, so how are you going to dry it? You're going to do it. Vigorous, you're going to dry it, right? But if I'm asking you just to dust it, dust the cup, how are you going to dust it?
Like
you just lightly, you're lightly going to rub a towel over it or a paper
shouldn't
towel.
Shouldn't do it vigorously.
Right?
So
now, what a lot of, exactly, so what a lot of women are doing when they're doing bidikas, which is easier said than done, is that they think they're cleaning themselves. So they're scraping the cloth against them.
Scrubbing.
Right? Scraping, scrubbing. Vigorous, vigorous. Whatever lashonis you want to use, what they're doing is they're scratching themselves, especially if it's a hefty kara, right? And, you know, the first one comes out a little dirty, and then they're trying again, and again. Yeah, but...
the honest woman?
No.
No, I would have a hard time. I would have a hard time doing it.
Like, don't you know you can clean yourself?
Yeah, but it's you still, they think that what they're doing is that they're cleaning themselves out. They're not. All they have to do is stick the cloth in, just to check if there's anything there. Right? Doesn't require her to scrape her finger up against the walls.
They want to be dry stuff on the wall. Not dry, but whatever. She should
wash before I have to tire. She should wash.
You don't have to scrub. You don't have to scrape. You don't
have
to
not right before she should wash.
Yeah, she one second. Let's get on straight. She has to go around in all directions. Yeah. That's push. Right? But she doesn't have to. In other words, if you tell me to clean this table, so the way I'm going to clean it is I'm going to go like this, very hard. I'm going to keep my hand rough down on the table, and I'm going to scrape it like this. But if you just ask me to check if there's any dust on here, then all I'm going to have to do is go like that. You're doing the same thing. You're touching all areas. You have to make sure you touch all the areas, but you just do it soft. Right? So if anybody's wife is having problems with irritation, a lot of times it comes because what they're doing is this. They're scraping as opposed to just touching. Right? Some agava or 9:00. Okay. Oh, next week. I can't give shiur regular time. So it's either we can have Sunday night or Monday night early or Thursday
night.
Sunday
night. So not
I have a wedding in Lakewood. No, I have a wedding in Lakewood.
How early
would
it be Monday?
I don't know, whatever you guys used to tell me.
I can't do Sunday.
It doesn't be with Chassan until like 10:30. That's all.
Yeah,
I could theoretically, but until I have to get a babysitter for my kids.
7:30?
You
probably.
Can I make it 7:30?
7:30?
Yeah, 7:30. So I'll show up about 7:40 and then we know.